Hi, this is Brother Scott with another Toot Time Look in the Book. Today is part 15 in my series, Bible Keywords and Meanings A to Z. We move on to the letter F. The word today is faith. Salvation has always been by faith throughout the entire Bible. Galatians 3, 8 and 9. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Romans 4:3. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Note, it took faith for Abraham to believe God. And faith is also an attribute of salvation in this dispensation of grace. Faith is mentioned 164 times in 153 verses in Paul's 13 epistles alone. So hang on while I read through them all. Just kidding. But here are a few examples from the book of Romans. Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, The just shall live by faith. Romans 3:27-28. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Romans 4:5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Because faith is mentioned so often in Paul's epistles, he is driving home the importance of faith in the believer's life. And remember, Paul's epistles are through inspiration of the Lord Jesus Christ, so all of those mentions show how important faith is to Christ. When you become a believer in and trust the gospel that saves today, you will know what it's like to have a strong, saving faith. So as always, I urge you to be like the noble Bereans and search the scriptures rightly divided to see if what I am teaching is true. So before I go, please hear me out. Life on this earth is short. James 4:14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. How many times have you asked yourself, where did that last 10 years go, or 20, or 30, or 40, etc.? And now you have the two most important questions in life to ponder. Forever be with the Lord, or tribulation, judgment, and wrath. So how can I be saved, you ask? Please listen carefully to the Word of God. Ephesians 1:12-13. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And referencing Jesus Christ, Romans 4:25, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And what is the gospel of your salvation? Notice the words, the gospel, in verse 1 that our Apostle Paul declares unto us. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That is the gospel that saves today, right there. 2 Corinthians 6:2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You know, we all need hope to get through this life, because it can be difficult at times for all of us. So look at the hope you will be able to look forward to, but only if you are saved. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Finally, God himself longs for each and every one of us to be saved. 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. So please don't delay. Today is the day of your salvation, if you so choose. This is Brother Scott with another Truth Time. Look in the book.